Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to Reality with the King. It's me, Carlos King, the king of reality TV and one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television with over 10 years of production experience. Once a week on Reality with the King, we'll sit down with my friends across the entertainment industry, recap our favorite reality shows, and revisit unforgettable moments that we are still talking and tweeting about. Hey, Raindrops. On today's episode of Reality with the King, I am going to discuss the Real Housewives of New Jersey Part 1 reunion. I decided to do this episode solo because I wanted to make sure that my words were not going to be misinterpreted, misconstrued, blah, 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 blah. I really need to get into this reunion, but I also need to get into the Melissa Gorga of it all. There's been a lot of conversation about me, Teresa, Jacqueline, Melissa, how she got on the show. Yes, we're still talking about it. And look, I want to address it once and for all. Yes, I have before, but I think I need to provide some deeper context into it so that people aren't assuming that Carlos King is on this Melissa Gorga hate train. That is not what my podcast is about. So I'm going to dive into that later. But first, let's get into the Real Housewives of New Jersey Part 1 reunion. Now, y'all know how I do recaps, child. I don't go play by play. This ain't football, honey. This ain't ESPN. I am not Stephen A. Smith. I'm not Shannon Sharp, honey. We talk about... Are y'all gagging that I know football? Yes! Okay. I am going to only talk about the good stuff. Number one, I thought all the girls looked good. They all looked gorgeous. I love the set. I loved everything about it. And before I get into the Teresa and Melissa of it all, because let's be clear, child, that's the only reason why we're watching this reunion. We want to know what's going on between Melissa and Teresa, honey. But before I get into that too, honey, we got to get into Miss Danielle. No, not the icon Danielle Staub, honey. The new housewife Danielle. Hey, I like her. She's good. I thought she did a very good job. This reunion, I'm here for her. And I know what you guys are thinking, like, well, Carlos, we always like Danielle. Why are you just now talking about her? Because, child, like I said to y'all before, I wasn't watching this season. After the first two episodes, for me, I felt like I was getting a regurgitation of past seasons because I'm truly over this Melissa versus Teresa. I'm not into it. I'm over it. It's been over 10 years. It is long overdue for the storyline to be 6 feet under, honey. Put rose petals on top of it, child. Pour out a little Hennessy, some liquor on the coffin, child, because I need for this to be dead, honey. Yes. Nevertheless, this Danielle woman is good. She's good. I enjoy her at the finale because, baby, that finale episode, Miss Danielle got up in all the girls' faces, honey, and let them know what time it is, honey. It is Jersey time, honey. She is a blonde Snooki mixed with a little J-Wow. Pow-pow, honey. Yes. Instead of J-Wow, I'm going to call you D-Pow-pow, honey. Danielle is good TV. And to me, Danielle may be the future of Jersey. She's very Jersey. She is a little hood. She gives me Patterson vibes, honey. I need to do my research, child. I need to know when I meet Danielle if I need to be wearing a bulletproof jacket, child. I need to know if I need to hide my knives, honey. I need to know if Danielle has a blade in her mouth, child. Danielle is a thug, and I'm here for it. I like her a whole lot. Raindrops, what do y'all think? I'm into Danielle. I want to see a Danielle versus Jennifer Aiden mixed in with some Margaret. I'm into this Danielle woman. So Danielle, if you're listening, keep it up, bitch. I like you, and I like you a whole lot. You are the surprise of this part one reunion. The way you tongue-lashed Rachel, the way you gave it to Melissa, honey, and the way you gave it to Marge, honey. Look, I like you. So whatever you need to do, baby, to continue this effort, bring it. Because I am here for D Pow Pow, honey. Yes, D Pow Pow. All right. Speaking of D Dolores. Dolores is a human form of the calming app. Because Dolores, you give nothing. Dolores, the only reason why you're on this show is because of Frank. And yes, because you are friends with Teresa. And in the words of NeNe Leakes, get on the right team, bitch. Yes. In no way, shape, or form do I think every housewife needs to be like a badass or like over the top or like this force multiplier. You know, like not every housewife on an ensemble needs to be this large in the life character. You do need somebody who's a little bit calm. And I think Dolores got away with that a lot because she seems to be the calming factor when it comes to Jersey. But I'm just not sure what Dolores is bringing to the show besides Frank and her gorgeous son. Like, that's about it. Your son needs to be on the cover of a Calvin Klein ad on billboards across Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, baby. Now, I think that's why Dolores is on the show. And I used to think that it's because she was loyal to Teresa because it is the Teresa show. Sorry, Melissa fans. It's no shade to Melissa. But let's be clear. The Real Housewives of New Jersey needs to be named the Real Teresa of New Jersey. And is giving Diana Ross and the Supremes. And it's no diss to the other ladies, because I love all of them. I love Jennifer Aiden. I love Margaret Josephs. I do not dislike Melissa. We'll get into that later. But it is Teresa's show. And I think sometimes is Dolores on there because she's the closest to Teresa. But after this part one reunion, I'm just not sure Dolores brings anything to the show. I mean, she brings Ozempic. Child, she said out her own mouth and watch what happens live, honey. So that is not shade. Dolores admitted, and I like. Now that I like about Dolores, she's honest. Dolores admitted she's on Ozempic, which is a very controversial statement to make because let's be clear, a lot of these girls are on it. And a lot of them are claiming that they're hiking up the trail, honey. A lot of them are claiming that they on the Peloton, child, running along with Alex Toussaint, honey. A lot of them are saying that they're jogging in Sheba Sheree joggers, child, when we know that half these girls are on Ozempic. So, Dolores, I appreciate that you brought Ozempic into the limelight of admission that you're on it. I appreciate that. So for that, I would give you a gold star. But the pink slip needs to also... This is so bad. Child, you'll get a gold star for admitting to Ozempic, but I need the pink slip to be up under your dressing room door, child, because Dolores, you got to bring something else, mama. This ain't it. This is not it, mama. It ain't. It's just, you got to give us something different. I don't care about your Airbnbs. I don't care about your double D's that you got from the plastic surgeon. I don't care about none of that. We need some real story, Dolores. Dolores, you may need to be demoted as a friend of to the show. I'm just saying, because you had Danielle, a.k.a. D Pow Pow, come in and she's the D that matters, honey. The D is not silent, honey, like the S. Now that D, Danielle, Dolores, she took your spot. And Danielle, if you're listening, I'm about to give you some free advice because I like you. Now look, Danielle, this is what you do, girl. So between us and the millions of people who are downloading this episode, stay close to Teresa. Danielle, if I was you, child, you see why Jennifer Aiden, honey. Jennifer Aiden said, job is secure, honey. Yes. Danielle, play your cards right, baby. Stay close to Teresa. So moving on, the other thing that happened this reunion that we need to get into is, yes, the Teresa versus Melissa. Baby, there were so many accusations flying left and right. And this is what I was thinking about Raindrops as I was watching part one reunion. This Teresa versus Melissa is good for the reunion because I want this to be the last time we see them in the same room together. So my thing is this. I love the fact that they are coming for each other and going for blood, honey. They really are. And it's good because if you're going to end this duo, then you should end them on a high. And baby, I am riding this cowboy down to sunset. So I'm here for it. So look, Melissa alleged that Louie first wanted Alexia from the Real Housewives of Miami, baby, and not Teresa. Look, when I say to you, I gagged. And I gagged some more because my mind went to instantly Louie and Teresa. They double date with Alexia and her husband, Todd. They hang out. They take trips together. So when Melissa dropped that bomb, honey, I was like, hold up, wait a minute. Do I believe it? I mean, I don't believe it, but what do you think, Raindrops? Whether or not it's true, that was a gag. It was a total gag because we all look at Teresa and Alexia as each other's doppelgangers. They look alike. So I need Alexia to comment on that because that knocked me down. It knocked me down because the accusation is so severe due to the fact that Teresa and Alexia are like really, 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 really good friends. And I need for Alexia to either say, no, it ain't true, or I need Melissa to provide some receipts. Because if you're going to throw out that accusation, then I need some receipts, baby. So that literally gagged me. So Melissa, that was a good one. Ooh, I hate to interrupt, but stay tuned for more. We'll be right back after these quick ads. Our next partner is Athletic Greens. Listen up, Raindrops. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens literally every day. I gave AG1 a try because, look, y'all know I like to look good. I wanted a better gut. My energy's already good, but I wanted to increase my energy and, of course, have great immune system support. I also just hated taking pills and vitamins, and I was looking for a supplement that actually tastes great. And baby, when I say to you, this one tastes good. I take AG1 in the morning right before I work out because I like to have the energy. And y'all know me, I love a good old exercise. And the one thing about AG1, not only does it taste so good, it gives me the energy that I need to get my day started. When it comes to me, it's hard for me to take supplements on a routine basis because I sometimes forget. Sometimes the pills can be so big that it doesn't digest really well. It could be a problem for me. But AG1 makes it so much easier because you get to taste it and you get all of the things you need from this versus taking pills. So for me, I'm like, why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder in water once a day? Makes sense, right? AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you could live healthier and better without having to do a lot. It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. AG1 is powerful because it's so easy to fit into your lifestyle. I'm always on the go. I'm always busy. So AG1 is perfect for my particular lifestyle. I mean, look, it's one scoop of powder mixed with water, and you only got to do this once a day. AG1 has been part of millions of mornings since 2010. AG1 gives you increased energy and mood support, making it easy to live your best life. Y'all know me. I'm always looking for the easiest way to really become healthy because I'm always on the go. And that's the reason why I've come to love and trust AG1 by Athletic Greens. It's an all-in-one formula that makes it easy for me to cover my nutritional bases every single day. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients of the highest quality, which I love because it gives me things that I need to work on, like my gut, my mood support, and like I said, it boosts my energy. So that's why I've come to be looking healthier with my skin, my hair, and everything else. I also get the single serving travel pack. Y'all know me, I'm always on the plane. So it's really good because I never miss a day of taking it. One thing I do, I mix the powder with cold water and I drink it first thing in the morning. And baby, it gives me the boost of energy that I need. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/realitywiththeking. That's athleticgreens.com/realitywiththeking. Check it out. This is Reality with the King, and I'm Carlos King. Let's get back into the show. The one thing that I really want clarity on that I feel like we may not get is truly what happened between Teresa and Dina. As you all know, I started producing seasons 1 and 2 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And one thing I can assure you all is the fact that Dina and Teresa are 1,000% BFFs. Best of friends, very close, also like sisters. So during the reunion, an accusation flew out there that the reason why Dina and Teresa had a falling out had to do with Dina's husband and Louis going into business together. Teresa said that it wasn't true. Okay. Now, Andy did ask, well, why wasn't Dina at your wedding? Teresa said because cameras were going to be there and she did not want to be bothered. Andy said, well, she could have shown up without cameras being there. Now, look, I will say this much. As somebody who knows Dina personally, Dina is very private. And Dina doesn't, and again, I'm not putting words in her mouth. This is just what I know about her. Reality TV and Dina don't have the best relationship. They just don't. So let me say that one more time. Reality TV plus Dina Manzo, they don't have the best relationship. Dina is very private. So yes, could she have shown up to the wedding and not asked to be filmed? Let me tell y'all something. I think Dina is smart enough to know that that may sound good, but the moment my blue eyes and blonde hair walk up into this venue, I don't have to be mic'd. I don't even have to sign a release. Because at the end of the day, you guys will shoot it. I think Dina's smart enough to know that. So I, and this is really me telling y'all the truth. I strongly believe Dina wants nothing to do with that show. She doesn't. I strongly, strongly believe that. It takes for you to know Dina on a personal level to know that Dina doesn't like drama, number one. And number two, she really doesn't trust the process. I'll just say that. And again, that's my opinion. I'm not saying Dina told me anything. That's my opinion. She doesn't trust the process. So yes, her best friend is getting married. But the fact that it was going to be filmed, I just don't think Dina wanted anything to do with it. Now, people are saying that it's still very odd, Carlos King the First, that Dina still wasn't there. that they haven't seen Dina and Teresa take pictures together, even after the fact that she was married. That is what they're saying. And that's why I'm saying right now, that's a good point. Could there be something going on with those two? Because I definitely can see the side of that. There's one thing not to attend the wedding because cameras were going to be there, right? But if that's the case, why haven't we seen them together since then? Could there have been a falling out? Could there have been some business dealings gone wrong? We don't know. Teresa says no. Melissa says otherwise. And a source told Page Six that there is no issue at all, that there is zero issue between Teresa and Dina. So I guess we have to accept it as that. Now, moving on to the other things that have started off. And this is the part that I need to do a deep dive into. Okay, so towards the end of part one reunion, the accusation of how Melissa got on the show came up again. Melissa said that she never contacted Andy. Teresa goes, yes, you're not that crazy. You never contacted Andy. You contacted the producers. Okay, now, this is where, Lord Jesus, no matter what I do, child, it always comes back to me, honey. Lord, 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 Lord. All right, here we go. As you all know, I have spoken up about the fact that, yes, it is true that Melissa did befriend me on Facebook and message me. That is the truth. I'm not lying about it. I just have no reason to lie about it. Now, the question is, well, Carlos, did she say get me on the show? Now, the thing about her message that happened, and this is no shade, this thing happened 14 years ago. Okay? I don't remember what I had for lunch last Wednesday, let alone exactly what was said to me 14 years ago, okay? But I never, ever, ever, ever changed my story. My story has always stayed consistent. It always has, and it will. And what I want the world to know is I literally have nothing against Melissa Gorga. I just don't. I don't know her. She doesn't know me in the sense of not in my Mariah Carey voice. I don't know her. Like, yes, I know who she is. I know her enough to know that she's Facebook friended me. And like I said to you all before, when we were filming Adriana's christening, Melissa showed up in a fura and some she did, child. I remember the day. I was like, oh, she's pretty. But we never had any sort of like deep interaction. And I never once said we did. We never did. But she did Facebook friend me. And yes, I was the only Black producer on the show. So clearly, she knew who I was. And I wasn't even like this big time executive. At that time, I was a field producer. So I was definitely on the bottom of the food chain, child. But I saw that to say, look, and this is just me being very honest as well. If Melissa can find me on Facebook as the field producer of the show, then it's very plausible, allegedly, that she would allegedly also reach out to other producers who were bigger and titled than me. Are y'all following what I'm saying? If I am at the bottom of the totem pole and Melissa reached out to me, isn't it plausible that in that same energy would have applied to other producers who were working on the show or the production company that were higher than me? It's very plausible. Very plausible. Very plausible, right? Thank you. So my story has never changed. And the one thing I want Melissa to understand is this. Melissa Gorga, if you're listening, listen to me and listen to me now. I do not hate you. I do not dislike you. I really want you to know that. I'm not a mean person. I'm not a mean-spirited person. I am not trying to, like, take you down. And, like, Melissa, that's... And I really want you to know this. That's not me. I did Heather McDonald's show last year, and Heather McDonald asked me the question, and I just answered it. It wasn't me trying to take you down. I'm not one of Teresa's puppets where I'm like, oh my gosh, Teresa and I never talked about this after she called me 14 years ago. We never talked about it. It wasn't until Teresa heard my interview with Heather McDonald that she was like, oh my gosh, I remember that story. And that's what happened. So I want Melissa and her fans to know, I like Melissa Lopez, I mean Gorga, aka M-Lo. See, that's fun shade, Melissa. And it's a huge compliment. You are M-Lo. Melissa Lopez, honey, from the Bronx. The Bronx of Jersey, child. Okay. So I don't have an issue with Melissa Gorga. I even said to Teresa and to everybody on my podcast, at one point in time, Melissa was very good for the show. The success of Jersey at one point in time, when Melissa and Joe Gorga came on, you have to give them credit for what they brought to the show. You have to. Melissa and Joe Gorga, I can't say the name right, child. So I'm going to say Lopez. Melissa Lopez and... Melissa Lopez and Joe, they did bring something to the show, and none of us can take that away from them. And that's the reason why I really want Melissa to just own it. Melissa, if you're listening, I think it's okay for you to say, look, did I want to be on the show? Fuck yeah, I did. Absolutely. It's a great opportunity. Should I have, in hindsight, should I have contacted Teresa to give her the heads up? Sure. Sure. Did I make a mistake in not contacting her? Okay. Tomato, tomato. I think, Melissa, if you would say that, people would be like, okay. And then, Melissa, I will also like gag the girls and say, although that's how I got on the show, at the end of the day, they had to interview me. If I was boring, they would not have cast me. You saw how they dog walked Rosie and Kathy Wakili out the door after a season or two. Okay? But I am Melissa Lopez. Therefore, I have been on this show for more than 10 years. So I should be applauded for that. And clearly, I did something right. Like, Melissa, I would talk my shit. I will pop my shit. That's something you should say. And I strongly believe, Melissa, if you say that, at the end of the day, people are going to be like, okay, well, at least she was honest. And I think the reason, Melissa, why people are struggling with accepting your response is because it's giving Pinocchio tease. And you don't have to do that. At the end of the day, the tree thuggers, not the huggers, child, the tree thuggers, they're never going to like you. You're never going to win them over. Whoever don't like you now, Melissa, they're never going to like you. And guess what? That's okay. I strongly believe as long as you walk into your truth and say, this is what happened. Could I have done things differently? Sure. I really believe people will leave you alone. But it's the constant fact that you're not owning up to it is the reason why people are having a problem with your story. And that's the reason why, Melissa, when it comes to whether or not people have to pick and choose, people are always going to choose Teresa because of the sheer fact that she has given everything to the show. She has. And you can't take that away from her. She has. She actually, I mean, Teresa, and y'all can quote me on this, Teresa is the number one Real Housewife that has given everything to her franchise. There's not one other housewife that has given as much to their show as Teresa. I can't find a better person. I can't. She has. So when the conversation turns to Teresa saying to you, Melissa, well, I'm so glad I don't have to see you after tonight. And Melissa was like, where are you going? And Teresa's like, bitch, I'm not going nowhere. You're leaving, right? Look, I think Teresa knows at the end of the day, one or two things is going to happen. Either Teresa stays on the show, The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and Melissa's off, or Teresa gets a spinoff and she's away from everybody and she's in her bubble of love and laughter with her family and friends. One of those two things have to happen. This show cannot go on like this. It just can't. It just cannot. It cannot. And I don't think a pause for Melissa and Joe is a bad idea. I just don't. If you can put Tamara Judge on pause, if you can put Dorinda Medley on a pause, if you can put Lisa Rinna on a pause, if you could put Sheree Whitfield on a pause, then why the fuck can't you put Melissa Lopez on a pause? It may do her some good. Now, one more thing before I go. It is appearing that Jacqueline text message to Jackie Goldschneider is coming up in part two of the reunion. And I'm going to have to talk to my girl Jacqueline, honey, to see what's really going on, child. Because Jacqueline, bitch, they are trying to throw you under the bus, honey. The school bus, baby. The Greyhound bus, honey. They said you got tire marks on your back, child. That's how long this bus, honey, on Interstate 85 is laying you down, baby. So, Jacqueline, if you're listening, come on Reality with the King so we can address some things. And to Melissa Gorga, I hope I clear things up for you, okay? And if you would like to come on Reality with the King so that you and I can talk this through, you are more than welcome to come on my show. Thank you for listening to Reality with the King. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Share, comment, follow, and subscribe to Reality with the King wherever you get your podcast. Visit realitywiththeking.com and be sure to follow me at @thecarlosking_ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and yes, baby, my YouTube channel where you can get all of my visuals, baby, my expressions. Yes. And don't forget, tweet me your thoughts and hot takes about this episode using the hashtag #RealityWithTheKing. Reality with the King is a production of Kingdom Reign Entertainment. It is produced by Sierra Spragley Ricks and executive produced by me, Carlos King. Kingdom Reign Entertainment, baby!